From the DLC Media News Center, this is Focus on the Community, a weekly public affairs program produced by the DLC Media News Center. My name is Landon Kleindorfer. With me, I have a senior instructor at Indiana State's Scott College of Business, as well as the vice president of the 12 Points Revitalization Organization. And Jennifer Mullen, thank you so much for coming on.
Oh, thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
So first things first, you know, we talk about 12 Points, obviously a very historic district in Terre Haute, but tell me what it is that your group is and what you're trying to do.
Well, our group was established in June, officially June 2019, and we're a group of volunteers with big hearts who strive to make the world a better place. And so I say the world, but we have to start small.
Right.
So we are starting in 12 Points, and we are just trying to help revitalize the community, bring some pride back to the community, and grow the local economy.
Now, one question that I've always wondered about 12 Points in general, what is it that actually makes up the 12 Points area whenever you're driving through that space?
You know, that is a... that is a big question that I don't even really know how to answer. So it depends on who you ask, I think. Mm-hmm. Now, we have a map that defines the lines. And so there's the 12 Points Business District, and then you have kind of the neighborhood district. So, and if you drive through 12 Points, you will see signs that have our former logo on there. But you'll see, welcome to 12 Points.
Right.
But it really, the business district, I don't even... Honestly, I don't know the names of the roads off the top of my head, that where it starts and where it ends, but it really kind of depends on who you ask. But I would say, you know, 5-6 blocks east and west, and probably, I don't know, 15 or 20 blocks west or north and south. So
if you see Firm Fresh, you know you're in the
right. You know
it.
You're in the hub of it. So I think probably the central part is the Gold Medal Plaza Park, where, and a lot of people don't know why that's called Gold Medal Plaza, and there are former Olympians that park is named for. So if you go in there, you'll see the Olympians that actually went to Garfield High School. Garfield used to be part of 12 Points.
Wow.
So that's why that is called Gold Medal Plaza.
And of course, there's also 12 points in those corners. So
that
also makes up a triangle of 12 points.
Right. And so that's what I was just explaining that in a presentation the other day, that those three roads that intersect, you know, there's 4 points at each intersection. So that makes the 12 points.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So talk about your work with this organization. I mean, you're from Terre Haute. You went to Indiana State. What was it that brought you to this group and building this the way that you have?
I just am a problem solver, and I just like to help. So I thought there was a need. It actually was kind of serendipitous. There was a need to help solve some issues in the community, and I wanted to see where I could plug myself into to help resolve those problems. And I just kind of see obstacles as opportunities, and I don't, if people tell me no, I'm like, there's got to be a way to do this. So we just started having meetings about, you know, 5 years ago. And thankfully, a lot of other community members had kind of a similar vision and to help clean up that part of town. But when I say serendipitous, a lot of community members were picking up trash. And I was teaching a concept in class called the broken windows theory.
Right.
And so there were some broken windows in the area. And the concept is, when there's broken windows, it'll start with one, but if you don't repair it, you'll see more.
Mm-hmm.
And where there's graffiti, there's trash, there's usually some crime. So when you start cleaning it up, you might be able to see less crime. And the area of town wasn't really well lit. So by cleaning it up and adding more lighting, I think it's improved.
Now, you talked about the meetings, and you did just have one recently talking about, you know, a little bit of change coming, or is there anything that's going on in the community as far as 12 Points here in the near future?
Yeah, we do have some big things coming up, and this one has kind of been under the radar for a while, but I mean, not only are we having elections for the 2024 that will roll out in January, we're still working on those, but one of the major projects we're working on right now is getting ownership of Harmony Hall, the theater, and right now we're working with an attorney to try to get, there's a few legal hangups along the way, but we are working with the former organization, and they've been really great in helping us and looking at the paperwork and figuring out how to get the ownership transferred to us so we can hopefully secure the building. It is not the best shape.
Right.
But the hope is that if we have take ownership of it, we can then secure it, because it's kind of nervous about it right now, actually, with the kind of disrepair that it's in. But I would like to secure it and make it safe. And so that's the project that we're working on for January. And if anybody, we're going to need money, we're applying for grants for it. We're going to need help in different ways. So that's one of the major projects that we're working on. Another project that we're working on that we took ownership of a little lot, and we are getting a statue made in that lot. We are getting swings put in that lot. The swings are actually supposed to come in this month. And I think we're calling it Visionary Point. And so Walter Phillips was actually the surveyor that laid out 12 points. And so we will have a sculpture of him made and put in that lot. So we've secured that. We're actually working with some civil engineering students from Rose Holman, some seniors that are working on some projects for us, like infrastructure walkability pieces of 12 points that we're once they get done, we'll be able to consider those projects and potentially apply for grants to move some things forward with them. So that's pretty exciting. Another thing we're working on, we've been having face-to-face meetings for a long time. I mean, obviously it was challenging during COVID to do that, but I think there is a need to work in a space where we can have more virtual meetings, and that more community members can attend our meetings that way. And so I'm working with some area businesses to have, you know, a higher tech meeting space so that more people can be involved in our meetings to know what's going on. So though we meet the third Wednesday of every month at 5 p.m. So hopefully we have new meeting space to announce come January.
Awesome.
We're working on just continuously working on grants. If people know about them, to secure Harmony Hall, that would be awesome. We have Garfield Plaza they're about to break ground on an area Purple Eagle Plaza, I think it's what it's going to be called. And so that's a plaza area that they're going to start construction on that in a couple months. So that's exciting. We do have a grant for what's called a walkability tour. Or a walking tour. And so I think with that, hopefully we'll have some QR codes on some historic buildings so people can scan them and kind of see what that building once was. And so that's all in the works too. So I feel like we have a lot of projects coming up, and it's going to take probably a year or more to roll them out. So.
And you talked about the QR codes, and I feel like that's an important part, because it's a historical district. It's kind of a rare situation where, instead of you just working on a building and trying to make sure that this building stays alive and stays, you know, put together, you're working on an entire community.
Right.
And so new businesses are going to be coming in constantly.
Yeah.
But you also want to make sure that everybody understands why this is a historic place.
Right.
So that down the road, people don't think, oh, well, you know, we can change this, that, or the other, because it is a historical site.
Right. I think an important piece is preserving the past and preserving the history and keeping that. That's why so many people love 12 Points, right? Because they have such nostalgic memories. So, and if you've ever visited some other historic areas in the country, like, you'll see some of those QR codes on those buildings that you can scan, and it tells a story. So, that's coming down the pipeline. We'll get some people involved in that, but I'm really excited. It is hard though to keep the structures, it's a lot of money to keep the with the materials that were used back in that time. And it's hard to preserve it. And so that's why we need to find all this money to help secure those buildings and save them. Somebody asked me the other day, you know, what do you look at when how do you decide what to take down and what's the cost benefit, right? And you don't want to hurt, you don't want people's feelings to be hurt it feels like when you do take down a building that the memories go with it, right? It's heart-wrenching sometimes when some of those buildings come down. So, but we're working really hard to preserve what we can, and the property owners are too. So, But yeah, sometimes you have to make some hard decisions.
And talking about the price and everything, what people don't think about, the bones of the building are expensive.
Right.
But then replacing all those fixtures and things like that that are maybe a little bit outdated, probably yeah. not even up to code, in certain aspects as well.
Right, right. And so, and then you always find, and speaking personally of renovation projects, you know, any building, my sister and I have bought a few houses that were built in early 1900s, right? And you just... I mean, you take down a wall and you're like, that's awesome, mm-hmm. right? That's another $10,000, you know, you just, and it just adds up. So, being conscious, but you also be safe, right?
Right.
Like, so we're going to be throwing out some probably fundraising requests.
I've watched enough HGTV.
Yeah, you know, right.
I understand the yeah, bases right. of what you're dealing with here, but, just an incredible feat because it's such a large amount of area to have yeah. to cover and try to keep yeah. all those buildings together. And you talk about Harmony Hall mm-hmm. and that kind of plays along with what you were talking about with, you know, the building when you drive past it, it looks a little run down mm-hmm. and it, but obviously on the interior, I was also dealing with some structural issues and things like that.
Yeah.
When you build something like that up and you make it look nice on the outside and obviously it works on yeah. the inside, that's good for the community.
Right. So we're going to work really hard to save that building. So yeah, if you drive past it right now, it looks kind of makes me kind of nervous, but, mm-hmm. But again, it's another challenge. It's an obstacle. It's an opportunity.
Yeah.
Like, what can we learn from this? So we definitely want to see what we can do. But right now, it's just kind of hanging out. Right. So, mm-hmm. we decided as a group to kind of move forward on that and see what we can do to kind of take the reins on it.
Now, over this time, not only are you working on revitalizing different areas, but you're also, there's events to be that are going on, trying to get people to come into this 12 Points area.
Right.
What are some things that you've already done and what are some things that might be coming up?
We started, there's been a creators market and it's in 12 Points, but it's ran by a lady named Brenna Deal. Mm-hmm. And so she has a creators market that she was having on Thursday nights. And then first Fridays were kind of born. We had some new people come onto the board and new membership. And so they kind of started doing more events. And so first Fridays started in the last year and that's kind of grown. And the Jeep Junkies are always instrumental in coming through and getting their Jeep pictures with the pink wings. And that was our very first mm-hmm. mural where, one of a muralist in Terre Haute offered to paint that for us for free. So to support breast cancer awareness, Pink yeah. Terre Haute. So, that's how that came to be. But so Jeep Junkies always ride through and I think it's around May every year. And so that's kind of cool. It's actually really cool. And, we've done a Christmas tree lighting that was started by Susan Martis and Karen Long. And they started that years ago, probably 6-7 years ago. So that was even before the nonprofit took its wings. So, mm-hmm. And that's happening December 1st this year. So we always have Santa come, and I think they have some dancers come. And
you know, it's a big deal when Santa shows
and
up.
Right. And kids will write letters to Santa. It's really cool. And so that's coming up, and we'll get a Christmas tree up. And the mayor will come and do the tree lighting. And mm-hmm. so, but that's been a staple event for a long time.
Right.
And then the city will come and put lights in the trees and things like that. So we've done trunk or treats
mm-hmm.
and yeah, we've had a lot. And, the Parrot Heads came in and had an event and we had a rock and roll 5K that Tiffany and Mark Baker hosted and, yeah, we've done a lot. It's really brought the town, that piece of town, back to life, I think.
And, you know, you talk about the businesses and things like that coming mm-hmm. together, but what's the community engagement been like? I mean, as far as people just coming out and supporting these businesses, I mean, you drive through there, there's a lot of traffic going through 12 Points now
right.
that you might not see typically back, you know, 6-7 years ago.
Right. I think it's just, it brings a sense of camaraderie and unity and every event I go to, and the car show, we've been doing car shows for a long time.
Right.
But there's just this sense of togetherness. And every time, you know, you see people come, everybody just got such memories of 12 Points, where they used to eat a hamburger handout or Ring Brings pizza or going to watch a movie in the theater. At one point it was a questionable movie theater,
right.
But still good memories. And for those who are listening to this program know what I'm talking about when I say that.
Yes.
But it was just a great time and great memories. And so I think that's why it's important to keep it alive.
So tell me, in the time that you've been with this organization's been even existing, what have been some of the highlights? What's been something that you personally have taken pride in or just really enjoyed in the process of revitalizing that 12 Points area?
What I take pride in is just the relationships that I've built with people.
Mm-hmm.
Because again, this is a nonprofit where we don't get paid. Mm-hmm. I mean, you have to care.
Yeah.
And so I'm surrounded by people with the biggest hearts, and that is, it's nice to get, you know, honestly, what I wanted to help do in the beginning was just repair all the broken windows.
Mm-hmm.
And me and my dad actually went through 12 Points and we took inventory of all of the broken windows, to see how we could help the property owners. And, but I was just like, there's gotta be money out there to repair this stuff. And we uncovered some sidewalks that hadn't seen the light of day in probably a decade or two.
Right.
Like, you didn't even know what existed under the grass. And getting bus shelters put up and being more like just a safer area, painting the crosswalks, putting the murals up. Like, and I'm not, I mean, it takes a team. And I know Tiffany and Mark Baker, and there's several other property owners, and that they're just the partnerships that we've made with the community leaders, investors, and the people that own the property. I mean, the businesses, it just takes, I mean, so many people, so mm-hmm. many hands are involved, and I have solid relationships with all of them. And so that's my thing, is the relationships. But, and I want to be a part of something bigger than me that makes people proud. And that's what I live for, is just helping people and giving people something to love.
So for people who have the same feelings as you do toward not just 12 Points, but obviously the community, how do they come out and help you guys? What can they do to sign up or possibly work to help you guys out?
Well, we do have, we have a cleanup committee, and that's another thing. With Club Soda has been instrumental in helping us with the cleanups every other weekend, every other Saturday. Sheila Romanelli, and she is our cleanup chair, and she works with them to help clean up the community. But I feel like there's so many ways people can help. They can help with events. They can help set things up. They can help give money if they don't have time, if they have money. But I think the first step, and probably learning more about what the organization does and where we've been and how far we've come, is probably getting on our website. It's 12pointsrevitalization.org. And if people scroll down, they can put their email address in there and get updates, or go to Facebook at 12 Points District or Instagram 12 Points District, and people will see updates, what's going on, the events happening on those pages. And then they are welcome to attend our meetings are, well, they're about to change, but they've been in the library, the main branch of the library, on the third Wednesday of every month at 5 p.m. So anybody can show up. But going forward, we'll be announcing probably new meeting space here soon for January.
Awesome. All right. Well, 12pointsrevitalization.org if you want to donate or find out what's going on. But thank you so much, Jennifer Mullen, for coming on to the show and talking about this amazing thing that you guys are doing with 12 Points Revitalization.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it, Landon.
This has been Focus on the Community, produced by the DLC Media News Center. This program is broadcast Saturday morning at 6 a.m. on 104.9 WAXI and 7 a.m. on WAMB The Breeze, 11:30 a.m., 106.9 and 99.5 FM. And on Sunday morning at 6 a.m. on 105.5 The Legend and at 7 a.m. on 92.7 The Rock WFMB. For a replay of this program or any past program, go to any of our station websites. Thank you for listening to Focus on the Community. My name is Landon Kleindorfer. This has been a DLC Media News broadcast.